All right. Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing is off limits and we keep it real.
Yes, we keep it real. And yeah, we talk about everything.
Yes.
And we tell like it is. No holding
as
back.
As true as can it be. Yes. You see, what do you say? What is it? You get what
you hear is what you get. Because they're not seeing us.
Okay.
I guess so. Yeah. Anyway. Well, welcome back to the tundra that is Dallas. It's so cold here.
Girl, I almost fell. I was walking up to Jacqueline's house and I see this puddle of water and I was like, okay, it's melted. And then immediately after, there's like ice.
Joke's on you. She like, was ice.
Ice. I was like, girl, someone's going to fall at your house.
I put some salt out there. Hopefully it works. I.
You should go test it.
Well, Nala went out there to follow me and she still slipped, so I'm going to give it some time. But I don't think I'm supposed to actually have any deliveries today.
But I think it's going to melt. I think it's going to warm up.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but it was...
It's crazy because I left Houston. Mm-hmm. I was there for the half marathon. And they're supposed to get snow.
Yeah.
Starting Monday night. And so they had already canceled school... Tuesday and Wednesday for the kids there.
Oh, okay.
And the race was Sunday. And, you know, I don't know how I ran that race, but I ran it, me and my girlfriend. And we stayed together the whole time.
Yeah.
We peed together twice. And then we took a shot together towards the end, which was so amazing, a shot of Fireball. And it warmed us up. The whole time we ran, it was like, it felt like in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, I don't know if I told you, but I felt like Ross. Have you ever seen that Friends episode where Ross tries to pull up his leather pants back up and he can't because they're so tight and he's like sweating and it's basically, that's how I felt because my fingers were, I had gloves, but you know, when you go to the restroom, porta potty, whatever, you have to take your gloves off to take
everything off.
My fingers were numb. My legs were numb. Mm. I was trying to pull up my, you know, running pants and tight.
Mm-hmm.
I could not. And then I had like a running belt with my phone in there and then just like layers. And so I was trying to like navigate all that stuff and pulling it up. I have never touched my ass cheeks. They were so cold. They have never been so cold. And I was just came out and I was like, Pamela, are my pants up all the way? Because I can't feel them.
Anything.
I couldn't. And it was so tough to like pull them up. It was. And so like I like dreaded. I knew I would have to go again, but I dreaded having to do all of that again because it was so tough.
A lot of work.
It was a lot of work. But you have to stay hydrated. So anyway, that shot warmed me up at the end.
Didn't even think about all that, though. Like you need to keep hydrated and that's why they
have the
drinks
and that's what
and
they
everything.
Tell you. Hey, I know it's cold and you may not want to drink Gatorade or water, but you have to still drink it.
Right.
Anyway.
Let me ask you, did you sweat while you were running since it was so cold?
I don't know. I don't know. So but I will tell you one thing. I didn't pee on myself. Those pills helped.
Did they really?
Yes. Gemtesa. Gemtesa.
Okay.
They fucking worked. Because the last time
I remember I peed
on myself quite a bit, not knowing, and that was running only 4 miles. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna wear a diaper. Like this thing is never gonna happen. And as I was taking those pills, like it worked. I didn't pee on myself at all.
Oh my gosh.
Not even a little
awesome.
Droplet.
So you don't take it every day. You just
I do
it.
Take it every day.
Okay.
I feel like she told me I didn't have to take it every day. Like she's like, yeah, I've had some patients who like take it every other day, every 3 days, and it still like works.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not going to chance it in the running. You know what I mean? Like to the marathon. So I may back it down and see how it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I was what I was trying to say is that I was not going to drive back on Sunday because my leg, my knee, like everything was shot to shit. I was hoping to spend more time with my family on Monday, but I just had to get out of Dodge and come back here.
I mean, that was very...
And it snowed so... It was delightful to see all the pictures of kids and everything. It actually stuck. And I don't think that... I haven't lived there in close to, 18 years. And it had not snowed there then, mm-hmm. like in that time, or the since when I was living there. And if it did snow, it never really stuck.
Okay.
And this time it was like accumulated. It was so nice.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures there in Austin too. But I'm just like, Dallas didn't get anything,
which was bizarre. My sister was like, "It's coming from Dallas. You might get stuck on the way over." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna drive through it, so like, might as well just stay here. But it was fine here. So it was like our weeks were switched, right? They got what we got
the week
before, and yeah, so.
Anyway, I think our kids are still hoping for snow again.
Well, I think so, because it never snows here in January, and that's when we had it. It always snows in February. That's when we get like the freezes for days. I mean, with snow, like our freeze days are snow days.
Yes.
And just, you
and
know.
In February, not in January, but that came.
I know. Hat off the tail of fucking Christmas too. Christmas break.
That's
and
right,
I was
yeah.
like, y'all guys got to get to school. I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're like, oh, it was an extended. It was way too long.
Yeah, it was so long. And it's still January. It's so long. I feel like January and September are the longest fucking months. I don't know why.
It'll go by fast after that. I love it. So I'm going to, I know we're going to talk about that topic and whatnot, but I'm like, I'm loving it. Go slow, go fast, whatever it is.
Whatever. How sometimes you like it fast. Sometimes you like it slow.
I'm okay with slow. I'll just be honest. Everything is always so fast. I'm like, I'm okay with slow, but you are right. Like you're like, okay, wait, is it still January 20s?
I know. We still have like
21,
like, you know, more days, like in the teens days, right?
Yeah.
It's still in this month. Oh, anyway, I digress, but I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad the marathon training is over.
I'm happy for you. I'm
I
glad
really didn't
you
train.
Did that.
I really didn't train as much as I should have. I almost felt like I shouldn't have even been there. Like, my sister was like, that's the difference between you and me. Like, if I didn't train, I didn't feel I was ready, I wouldn't do it at all, right?
I knew you would get it. It didn't matter if you train or not. I knew you were going to be able to do it all. I just know this girl. She
well, part
she doesn't
of me
do
was
things
also
like
I wasn't too scared
yourself.
Because I've done them before. Had I not done one at all before, I would have probably been scared and been like, I'm not. But I was like,
but knowing you,
let
you
me see
like-
if my old body still got it. And apparently I did. And we had shared a bottle of wine the night before because we were like, fuck it, we're going to walk anyway, a lot of it, so might as well, you know.
And y'all can function, and y'all.
And we got up, yeah. Oh, my God, we did it all. So follow me for my training guide if you want to train like I did.
You've got that willpower,
friend,
I'll just say that
much. A friend
that
we know who trained a lot, and we were like, man, she's running 10 miles, 12 miles, she's going to smoke us. Girl. She came in like 10 minutes after us. And I don't even know if she peed.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, I don't even know if she peed. Or I know she didn't take that shot because I asked her. She was like, girl, I knew if I stopped, I wouldn't keep going. But I don't know if she like peed to have the pee break. And one of those pee breaks, we had to wait in line too. I knew we were because there was only like 6 porta potties for, I don't know, 30,000 fucking runners. But I was like, wow.
That's impressive. It's like, we got to beat her.
Well,
we are so bad. We suck. We need to keep going. It's a mindset, though.
It is. We also didn't want to be we were both like, we were like in the zone, right? And we. Why did you stick your pen in his butthole?
I didn't. It was underneath his butthole.
Oh, my God. Chai, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry, boy. Oh, your mom's silly. But I think we just didn't want to be the first one to like, hey, do you want to walk or something? Because I feel like we both never hit a point where we could not keep going. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Y'all, okay.
Yeah. So that's we're always going to run together.
I would be like 1 minute running. I'm like, let's walk a little bit. Let's walk. I'll be the one like, okay,
oh,
I can slow down a little bit.
Yeah. And it's cool because everything's changing in Houston. So I was like, oh, shit. What? That used to be everything is different.
So you weren't sore.
I was sore, but I was on multiple ibuprofen, Motrin, Bayer, Tylenol rotations.
Okay, so the
and I had lidocaine on my knees. I had K tape, and I wore like some little braces, knee braces.
Yeah,
I felt 90% back to normal on Tuesday, but yesterday I was fine.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad. So, I started the year off right, And you did too. Well, kind of. Let's talk about, you know, recap of like your breast cancer scare. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about after that and getting that news. Like, let's pick up from that.
The news of it that it yes, was not.
Like, and you couldn't fully, you had to take a moment to really let that settle.
So, yes, I think you were, I was at a such low point, right? And I'm thinking everything negative.
Yeah.
99%. And then whenever our, so let me back up a little bit. Yeah. I'm the type of person that, I kind of know how things work out for me. Okay. Things are never like, that's easy.
So I feel that same way too. So I feel you, girl.
So I kind of know. So, you know, this is what's expected mm-hmm. and what's going to happen, whatnot. I didn't think, oh my gosh, it's going to be so bad. If it is breast cancer, I didn't think it was going to be like so bad either. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, another, but I was keeping it average in my mind. So whenever the nurse did come in saying that, you know, she may just do a sonogram, it may not be a biopsy, you may not need it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And then she left and the doctor came in mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, I looked at Bob. I was like, yeah, that's not my luck. I'm not that lucky. That's just too good to be true.
Yeah.
And as soon as the doctor came in, she said, you don't have breast cancer. This is just hormone fluctuation. And it's fat tissue growth
yeah.
that just grows. Mm-hmm. And all I saw was like tears falling down my eyes. And Bob just gives me a tissue.
Did you
box.
Just like, you had no words? I mean, what did you say?
I had no words. I was just staring. I was like, wait. And I think we all were like, we're all shocked. You yeah. can feel that
yes.
energy. And she was so good at talking. She knew.
Yeah.
She even wrote on the report. Like, oh, patient was very, you know, disturbed. She was very scared, nervous, and all that kind of stuff. But it was a low. So it took me a long time to get, I was very happy.
Yeah.
In disbelief the whole day.
Yeah.
In disbelief. I was like, is this a dream? Is this really happening? Yeah. What's going on?
When you call me, you were like still in disbelief. Uh-huh. Like you were happy, but you were like, you were very like, I don't know. Like it's good. It's good. But I have to call you back. I just want to let you know. Like you, it was too many things going yes. on. Too many to
I
process.
I couldn't process it because of 10 days of yeah. this going through. I'm like, wait, what? Uh-huh. And so when I came out, Bob and my mom were sitting out in the waiting room when I came out and they're like, wait, you're done already? And it was literally maybe 5-10 minutes. And they both looked at me and I'm like, yes. And he's like, what's going on? He goes, I go, everything is clear. And so Bob's like, what? And I can see the emotions in his eyes, but he's just like trying to hold back.
Wait, so they were not in the room?
They were not. No. They were not in the room whenever you do the ultrasound. No.
Oh, right, right.
So I was by myself. Oh, but they didn't hear. Like, she still had to test everything just to make sure, you know? And so whatever it could have been, it didn't have to be breast cancer. It could be another tumor yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, she just wanted to double check. So they were not in the room. So when I came out, they were just kind of like disbelief. And I think we were all in disbelief when we came out. Gosh. I think my mom was like, had to hear it again. She goes, no, did the doctor really say that?
Yeah.
And then after that, me and Bob started talking about, we need to figure out what's priority or not. That's exactly what came out of his mouth.
He said that.
He's like,
he's a good man. I mean, not, we obviously knew. But
yeah. Oh. He's like, we need to figure out what's priority. No, he was saying it for me also, because he can tell maybe I needed to put some priorities down. And maybe I was just looking at life differently, as in like, oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had this, when things are not going the way I want it to be. And you know what? None of those things mattered. You know what I wanted in those 10 days? All I wanted was happiness. That's all I wanted. That 99% of the time I was really down. And that 1% of just that sliver of happiness, this hope, my whole life, everything was lit it up. Uh-huh. And then the fear came behind. And like, and that fear till today comes to me when I'm driving. And if I get like some sort of pain in my breast or something.
Yeah.
And if someone says the C word, automatically that fear comes in. So I need some sort of like.
It's a trigger. It's I think you need to learn. What are those called? Like ways to calm yourself when you are triggered, because that's not something that's not going to go away. And it's something that's not going to be, that's not not going to be talked about.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's more.
Like, so it's not like you, okay, this place is triggering, I won't go there, whatever. Like, you're going to be around it all the time.
Yep. But it's baby steps. So I'm trying to figure it out. Like, when I have that on a daily basis right now. I still go through that fear. That it comes through my mind on a daily basis. And what I tell myself is, I try to remind myself, you know, I asked and I wanted to feel happiness.
Yeah.
Those days, I need to refocus. I need to realign again and just, and I remind myself that daily. But that fear does creep in.
So what are some things that, like, you either talked about or wrote down with Bob that, like, are now, are meaningful things versus, or stuff that you now consider bring you happiness versus, like, differentiating, like, okay, that really isn't worth it. Like, that really doesn't matter.
You know, more than, I think what we both realized is we need to cut out all the noise around and really be in the present moment and be happy. You can always long for this. You can have this perfect thing. I think we were like, we truly need to be happy.
Yeah.
We need to be happy in our life. And if there's something that needs to be fixed, let's fix it, but let's not dwell on anything. Mm-hmm. Let's just be happy.
Yeah.
And if something's not making you happy, remove it.
Yeah.
And so we were crossing. And what do we want from life?
Yeah.
And for me and him too.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? Like, let's prioritize everything.
Yeah.
And as a wife, what do I want? As a husband, what does he want? And kind of be open and not like in the back. We keep on procrastinating and like leaving it. Now it's up in the front.
Yeah.
There's no time to keep waiting. Let's work on it today. And he was like, prioritize, like, Suji, prioritize what makes you happy. So I had to think about that a lot, but it was good. It's a good,
self-awakening or self-awareness. I
feel
like,
sure.
You know, I, everything that you just said, like everything is everything that I experienced, you know, going through the whole thing with Breslin about the fear of not knowing, the fear of, you know, having to wait to get, you know, it's crazy because now that I think about it even more, you know how you said the nurse said something that like didn't have like good bedside manners and like kind of even made you more scared. So we had gone to a pediatric neurologist and we had waited some time to get into one and I was just like, I didn't really understand the world of like specialists, right? Because we only just go to a doctor for like annual checkups or whatever. And I was like, how the heck is it going to take like 5 months to get into a neurologist? Like, something could be wrong with my child. And you expect, like, I was expecting to get in right away, like them figure out like, oh my god, she could have like something wrong with her brain. Like, we need to get her in as soon as possible. It doesn't work that way.
But you would think it does.
I was thinking it would. And so I didn't understand. But now I know, right? Now I know it takes a while to get into all of those.
Yeah.
But not having been in that world before, my expectations were very, very different. And when we did see one and she was kind of assessing Breslin and she was like, okay. And obviously already like, you know, you know there is something, but you just don't know.
Yes. And that not knowing is the hardest part.
And she was just like, yeah, we have to do an MRI to see if she has any brain damage. And I was just like, what? She goes, yeah, that's the only way we'll tell, see if she has any brain damage. And I could not believe that those words, and like, I know that is what it is, but just like having and hearing those words that could be part of my daughter's problem, like I did not know how to really process that. And I was like, what do you mean brain damage? Like, I the thought had not entered, you know. And so I couldn't even process it. And I remember like crying, and we got to the car and I felt like it was a movie. Like, I remember dropping to my knees and like basically screaming in the parking, like, why and not even like why me, like why her,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, why her? And like from that moment on, I think our appointment was probably like in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something. Like, I could not function. That's when I didn't want to leave the house.
Yep.
And my mom came to stay with us, and I know she was still working, and I know my grandfather was still alive at the time. I think so. And he was having Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and so she had a lot on her plate too. Mm-hmm. But so it's like your mom, right? Like, she couldn't really function because she saw you were hurting,
mm-hmm. right? But she's trying to be, yeah.
And she was trying, and my mom was trying to be strong for me. But I that's when I lost so much weight.
I remember.
In those 3 weeks. I got down to 107.
I couldn't even open my mouth to eat. Like, yeah. Nothing, uh-huh. nothing. I didn't want to eat. Yeah. And if I did eat anything, like, your stomach would get upset because mm-hmm. that anxiety is in there. I remember, like, the favorite things. My mom would make everything, and I'm like, I'm just not hungry. Mm. She goes, you've got to eat. And you're just eating because they're making you eat.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, just like you worry so much about your kid, it's almost impossible for your mom to not worry about you.
Because
I remember Bobby just saying, you know, your mom's older, and you're just like, I feel like she doesn't need to be stressed out. It's like, there's nothing we can... That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. A mom's always going to want the best for their child, you know?
And not and they
want
to hurt.
Like, they hurt more.
Yeah.
They hurt more. But they also have to be strong mm-hmm. for us. Yeah. So I remember my mom. I told you, I don't know if I said it last episode. I think she held it in. And I think she felt this release as soon as she heard the news. Mm-hmm. And she was dozing off all day long.
Yeah.
It's just this pressure off. And she goes... I'd be sitting there and I'd just fall asleep. So I think it's just like, I'm relaxed now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, once, you know, and then once all that is done, you have this whole new perspective, right?
Yes, I have.
Got that.
And I can see how you live. I can see how you live differently, though. You're always like, always, you live in the moment, though, too.
So that's why it's hard for me to say no. When, no, okay, let me, I have fear of missing out. If I can do things, I want to do them. But it also gave me the ability to say no to things I don't want to do.
Yep.
And that stressed me out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not good for my mental health or my family.
Right.
So if it turns out that, like, that's when I think we started to really, like, say, no, we're not traveling for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not doing this. We're not, because it was stressing us out and it was stressing our kids out. And it wasn't a good time. And so then we were just like, you know what? We need to put each other first,
mm-hmm.
our immediate family. And again, make the decisions and do what is best for you guys, and to no longer feel guilty or feel that you're responsible for how the other people react to your decisions.
Right.
That is not your fault. You know what I mean? It's and they shouldn't make you feel, once you make your decision, they should not make you feel guilty about it.
And if they do, I think we have to learn, ultimately, uh-huh. we're in charge of how we feel. And I will tell you, me and Bob, if you've known us, we're people pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
We both have this, and we feed off of other people being happy.
Yeah.
And, but at some point, it's like it's good to be happy for others.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we also need to be happy for ourselves and just think about ourselves. And that's something that we're both working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we constantly remind ourselves, hey, does this make, so like, you know, oh, you know, Bob's birthday. Okay, so what do you think everybody else is going to like? Mm-hmm. What do you think, you know, what are they, do you think they want to do this? Do you think they want to drive? And I constantly remind him, what do you want to do?
It's great.
And then he's like, okay, let me think of what, but we always done that.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing, but it's nice to sometimes think about yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a selfish move, but you know, if you don't think about yourself, not anybody else is going to think about
you. Exactly.
You know?
Because everyone else, if you think about it, are making plans because, or trying to tell you because they want you to do something or make some decision that everybody wants things to work out how they want to work out, but you can't please everyone.
Correct.
So if you, the only people you need to please is yourself, Bob, and your family.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, if you guys are on the same page, then great. And if you and that person, it's not that you gotta be okay with not making everyone happy.
But there's another, he brought up another point. He goes, it may sound selfish, but you need to put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Before I put Bob and the kids.
Like, oh, 100%.
What makes you happy? Mm-hmm. And that's something that's so hard for me. Like, it's so hard because I have to make a conscious effort to make sure it's like, okay, I worry about how this person's going to feel, blah, blah, blah. And you gotta mm-hmm. come back around and be like, they're not worried about me.
No.
I worry about them. Yeah. I worry about how they're going to feel. Mm-hmm. So it's good. It's good things to learn. That's a good thing to do. But at the same time, it's also good to know that we've got to live in the present also. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's why I don't put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know, because you don't need to. You need to be with the people. You want to be with the people who you want to be, that bring you joy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And not be around people you don't need. So, like, I've been able to really, I don't want to say, like, really, like, cut people out. But if, like, they're not all about me or, like, really my family or have, you know, mm-hmm. then I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's totally their decision. But I'm also okay with not having you in my life anymore. Just yes. because we've been friends for, you know, since, I don't know, let's just say 10 years. Doesn't mean that we have to still be friends anymore. Sometimes you grow apart or yes. things shift in you or things shift in them. And that's totally fine. Right? But the meaningful relationships that I have now, mm-hmm. like, are irreplaceable. And I feel like when I get to know someone, I want to be my authentic self because I don't have time for pleasing other people. Like, if yeah. you don't like me and how I am, that is totally fine.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your thing. But I'm not going to just act how you want to act to gain a friend.
Right. Or care if they like you mm-hmm. or not. Like, yeah. you know, you're like, oh.
And relationships, you know, they take work already.
They do.
You know, to like reach out and just like, hey, let's go have lunch or just yes. whatever. It takes a lot of work. So why put in more effort to be somebody else?
Yes. You know? Absolutely. And it's too, I mean.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. And we're already at an age where like, we're set in our own ways.
We're already losing energy already just sitting here. Right? You
and
know?
Like, you know, like when you speak about the friends for many years and, you know, a lot of it, it's not like you're not friends with them. It's like you kind of distance yourself. Like there's less things yeah. to do with them. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm trying to say?
And I always think about this, like if you met today, would you still be friends with that person? Like, do you have anything still in common anymore?
Or do you know them now differently than you knew them at the beginning?
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So that's all okay. And I feel like once you know who you are and you're comfortable of yourself,
yes,
those relationships that you build after that
yeah.
are the best.
They're genuine. They're genuine. Sincere. They're real. They're real.
And they can share stories. And I mean, there are some really, really close friends that I've met mm-hmm. in the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. that I could call now and mm-hmm. like if our electricity wasn't working, I could stay there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they love our kids like they love their own.
Right.
And my God, like I'm just telling you that you can have the best of friends and meet later in life. And I think that's better because you have kids. Like
you're in a different stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a different chapter in your life too.
And it's so refreshing and so great.
Yes.
Because they don't have time for fake people
either. Yeah. Just keep it real.
Yeah.
Just, like, you know, look, keep yeah. it real. We just keep it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. If you don't like us, we don't have time to hang out with
you. You know, I really don't. And the best feeling is being in your own skin mm. and knowing that you have that confidence. Like, I'm okay if you don't like me.
Yeah.
You don't have to like me.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing, you know? But it's. I mean, it's taken a lot of time, but when this serious life-changing, you know, what all mattered is your close friends and your family.
Yeah.
That's who you needed. Mm-hmm. You didn't need anything else.
Yeah. If like if in those 10 days, right? Mm-hmm. What is it? 8 days?
10 days to be exact.
That like Bob bought you this like $30,000 purse.
Yeah.
It would have been nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Nothing. That does not matter.
It doesn't. What did you want? You wanted your mom. You wanted your family.
That's it. My husband, my kids. And I just wanted to be happy again. Mm-hmm. And those small little moments of like having dinner or doing this, going to the games, I'm just present and I'm happy. Yeah.
So I don't piggyback on that. No more procrastinating. You need to schedule a trip with just you and Bob and stop saying next year, next year. Do the things. The things that are going to make you happy, are going to make you closer, that are going to make you grow within each other, you know, your relationship. That's so important because there could be a time where you can't do that.
And just make as many memories mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. And we have been putting everything off. So this year we're like, we need to write down all our vacations mm-hmm. with the tight schedule we have.
Yeah.
We can make it work. You can
make it work. And the great thing is you have friends
yep.
and family that can, you know, help you make that happen.
Yes, for sure.
So.
And it's, uh-huh. don't wait. Don't keep waiting. And exactly. just making excuses. Oh, we're busy. We're tired. Blah, blah, blah. Just do it.
And to wrap up, like, yes, we started learning these things because we had such a tragic event
yes.
happen. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to wait till that happens.
Absolutely.
You can consciously. Oh my God. Whatever. Decide to change.
Yes.
Put yourself first. And when I say family, I'm really saying your immediate family, your significant other, your kids. I'm not saying your mom, your dad, those people. It's great, right? But like your family, your immediate family is your unit.
Yes.
You have to make sure your unit is happy and make the decisions that's best for you guys, yourself, because life is too short. And if anyone isn't okay with what your decisions are, then they don't have your best in mind too. So it's okay to let people go. It's okay to let toxic things or people out of your life for you guys to know and enjoy yourself. Well, I don't know just what happened. So I think that we will wrap it up here, but I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm not happy that you had to go through that. But welcome to the other side, girl. That's
what
I've been trying to say.
It's going to be a better 2025, though. You know what? I took it as a life lesson. I needed that.
It is.
I needed that. I woke up not motivated, and I'm like, this is not right. I wake up. Let's get this done.
And I will tell you, some time will pass, and you'll, you know.
Yes.
You will have to keep reminding yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's always going to be a work in progress.
I said, like, I will never forget that mm-hmm. That feeling that I had was, I don't forget the feeling that I had 22 years ago when my dad passed.
Yeah.
And that same feeling reoccurred, and I won't forget. I will remind myself
yeah.
whenever I have those down days mm-hmm. and not motivated days. Yeah. And it's okay to have those days, but, you know.
Yeah. Just be grateful.
I am. Yes.
Yeah.
Very grateful.
All right, y'all. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page, Authentically Moms. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it. And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.